So this music was written by Aaron Copland in 1939 for Irwin Shaw's play Quiet City, but it was never performed. Is that correct?
Yes, that's exactly right. It made it as far as the dress rehearsal, and then it was canceled before it ever actually made it to Broadway.
And yet we know some of this music because Copland put some of it together in an orchestral version about a year later. Is that right?
Yes, he in 1939, he wrote the incidental music for the play. A year later, he took a portion of it, maybe about 30% of that music, and crafted it into the orchestral version that many classical listeners are familiar with that had trumpet, English horn, and string orchestra. But the original incidental music actually was for trumpet, saxophone, clarinet, and piano, and had a lot more material that had not been used. A lot of it never before been heard before this latest adaptation.
Mm-hmm. So I want to phrase this right with the right tone of voice. So what have you done to Copland's music here?
What I did is got a copy of the original manuscript that had all the cues for the different parts where the music was going to play behind the actors before and after. And I did not write any music. There's no newly composed music. I did not compose in any way. What I had to do is very much what Copland did with his own The Red Pony Suite, where he had a film score and crafted it, is rearrange the order in which the music occurs for continuity and for dramatic purposes. That's pretty much what my role was in crafting this latest chamber version that's really the complete music of that incidental.
When I was listening to this, I was struck that some of the music I recognized from Our Town.
That's another very interesting point. The original incidental music was actually a gold mine for Copland, yielding more than one piece, his own concert version of Quiet City, as well as the wonderful waltz from Our Town.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really a kind of a wonderful moment as I'm looking at this piece of original and handwritten by Copland, and I'm looking at it, I'm like, where have I heard this theme before? And then I realize it's from Our Town, and all of that was originally written for this play.
Do you know why the play was never staged?
Well, you know, Copland talked about that Irwin Shaw's play was billed as an experimental drama that had difficulty in staging. So, for example, part of the plot deals with the main character whose conscience at certain points starts to bother. He starts to hallucinate. And one way in which these hallucinations manifest is that he starts hearing a trumpet that no one else can hear. And that's the trumpet theme, the da-da-da-da-da-da, that you hear both in the orchestral version as well as this chamber version. But trying to stage this experimental drama had a lot of difficulties. And in addition to that, funding was always a problem. Copland had worked with the group theater who was putting on this play prior to him actually composing the music for them. And funding had always been an issue, and I'm sure this situation was no different.
Now, is this going to be published? Your adaptation of this going to be published?
Yes, that's a very exciting. Copland's publisher, Boozy and Hawks, I submitted a copy to them, and they wanted to make sure that it was authentic enough, so they actually had Ken Rednosky from New England Conservatory give a trial performance for John Harbison and other people as part of the Copland Fund, and they really, really thought I did a good job, and I got a letter from John Harbison congratulating me on my work. And so it's actually available on a print for order right now on Boozy and Hawks' website, but they're going to do a mass publication, and I've actually been working with them proofing the engraving to make sure that it has everything just right. And that's supposed to come out later this year. Another interesting thing I think worth mentioning is that when I had the right from Boozy and Hawks, received this right to record it, it was an exclusive right, I quickly went searching for other pieces that could stand alongside the Copland Quiet City, not be overshadowed. And I decided that I would look for chamber music, all of which featuring the saxophone, by American composers, and pieces that had never been commercially recorded before. And I'm happy to say I was successful in that search, and every track on the CD is world premiere recordings by American composers. And one unknown gem was by Leo Orenstein. He wrote a really wonderful piece for saxophone and piano. And Copeland actually talks about hearing Orenstein in a recital when he was just a teenager and was so struck by his post-performance of composing that he talked about him in his lecture series. So it was nice to have Quiet City